Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
WGN, John Hanson and Esmeralda Leon filling in for Justin Kaufman here on the back end, the party end of the mullet of the shift. Amy Guth had the first 2 hours. That was the business.
We're the party.
We're the party. No politics talks here. 312-981-7200 if you want to join the conversation. We were talking about road trips before. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit to the Closed Loop Food Fest. And joining us right now is the organizer of the Closed Food Fest. That's Julie Williams. And also the marketing manager of the plant, which we'll explain what that is, Elizabeth Lyon. Guys, thanks for coming on the show today. Oh, you know what I got to do? Turn on your microphones. There we go. One more time.
Hello?
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was a really suave radio move by me there.
Okay. We're professionals.
When I first read the name of the festival, I really thought by Closed Loop Food Fest, I thought it was in the loop and that you were like closing down streets for it or something. And that's clearly not what this is. You're talking about closing a food waste gap. You guys want to explain what it is and how the festival works and stuff?
Sure. So the festival is put on by Plant Chicago, which is a nonprofit located in the back of the yards at a place called The Plant. And our whole mission is to develop circular economies, which is all about closing loops, which means making sure nothing is wasted.
And you're talking about from production to consumption to throwing it all away.
Exactly. So the things that make a product, what are those things? Where do those things go after we're done with the product? So this whole festival is designed around that idea. Also to be a fun festival, but to think about where the waste goes and to make sure there's no waste.
Okay, so how is that even gonna, how does that work in terms of a festival? Because I've been to a fest and it gets pretty grimy and gross.
Yeah. So a lot of that's going to be accomplished by making sure everything gets composted at the end of the fest. We'll have waste stations that will show where to put what. And on site there's like a huge composting area and we have experts to do that. We'll also have a workshop on vermiculture, which is worm-based composting, and so we'll be able to show you how to compost.
Oh, very cool.
So when we talk about the whole process of how we obviously get our food, obviously when food is made, there are byproducts from the food. If you consume meat, there was obviously some food that went into feeding the animals and that sort of stuff. So how closed is the loop exactly? Are you guys claiming to be that you're able to do no waste, or is it limited waste, or you do the best you can? Is it just a matter of everyone should just try the best they can? I mean, I guess I'm trying to ask how closed is the loop?
Sure. So, yeah, I would say it's more along the lines of everyone just trying the best they can to do that. So we can only control what we eat. We can't control our farmers, what they're feeding their animals. But we can control what we're doing at this festival and what we're all doing at home, things like composting. And Plant Chicago is actually working with businesses to think about their bigger business practices. To do that through things like our farmers market and this food festival.
So it's obviously getting people to come, and there's a $10 suggested donation. By the way, this is next Saturday, July 29th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the plant, which is in the back of the Arch neighborhood, right?
Yes.
And so obviously the $10 suggested donation, does that go towards the plant? Does that help out the operations of the plant?
It does. So Plant Chicago is the 501c3 nonprofit at the plant. So the plant is the building that's our home. We do a lot of free educational programming for CPS schools, for the general public, back of the yards residents. We run a farmer's market and do closed loop demonstration projects. So that suggested donation will go to our programming.
But more than that, it's about getting people, I think, involved in the process. People that maybe don't practice composting at home to see it in full action and on a massive scale. I think it's, if I saw something like a closed loop festival where you were able to limit the waste almost as completely as possible, I would think to myself, well, if they can do it on this big scale, I can do it at home.
Yeah, I think it's all about rethinking waste, reimagining what waste is, and kind of eliminating that term from a lot of people's vocabulary, thinking of it more as output. What can that product really be turned into?
So what's going to be, who are our vendors? Who's coming in and who's bringing us food and drink? Any street fest needs, not street fest, but any festival needs some sort of food and drink.
Yes.
Yeah. So at our location, the plant, where Plant Chicago is located, there are actually 16 different food businesses. So a lot of them will be joining. Pleasant House Bakery, which also has a pub in Pilsen. Bridges Savory Pies. They're always whipping up new stuff. So that's going to be really good. There's a wood-fired pizza oven.
Ooh.
What?
That has their own farm in Michigan. So they're growing all their produce. They're making delicious pizzas. There's going to be vegan comfort food, amazing vegan mac and cheese.
Wine and beer.
Wine or beer. So Wine or Beer Company is the brewery at the plant. Arise Kombucha. And then lots of produce and other food vendors from the farmer's market.
I imagine a lot of people not only come with the $10 to get in, but with a lot of questions, too.
Yes, and so we'll be offering our regular scheduled tours at 11:30 and 2 p.m., so people can ask as many questions as they want there. And, you know, the entire Ox board and plant staff will be there, and it's a very interactive fest.
Mm-hmm. And the plant itself doesn't just have those food vendors as businesses. What else is going on in the plant?
Yeah.
Yes, that's a great question. There's a lot going on in this old meatpacking plant. So it was part of the packing town, part of the Union Stockyards. So lots of industrial meat history that we don't need to go into because it's not good radio talk. But so, yeah, it used to be a meatpacking plant, and now there are a bunch of indoor farms, outdoor farms, bakery, a brewery, a coffee roaster. So one example on the tour is that you'll see Plant Chicago's demonstration aquaponic farm.
Yeah.
So that
I saw
has,
that. That was so weird. There's fish.
There's fish. There's
Can you
plants.
Explain that? Because I was like, what? Yes. There's fish under the plants.
Yeah, you're like in this basement, and there's a bunch of fish swimming around. There's a bunch of plants. What's going on?
Yeah.
So there's tilapia fish that are swimming around. Their waste actually fertilizes the plants. So the plants use the nitrogen in the fish pee essentially to grow. And then in doing that, they clean the water and send it back to the fish. So that's a really good example of one of the closed loop systems that we have. And you can learn a lot more about that on one of our tours.
Do you guys sell the tilapia, or is that they're just there to feed those plants?
Exactly. They're just there to feed the plants.
Other farms do, though, actually sell their some of those things, and there's nothing wrong with that, I guess, if that's the way to do it. I mean, that's a you know,
tilapia is delicious.
And I think that what is happening now is at restaurants, at local grocers, we're starting, I mean, this has started years ago, but a lot more people are really invested into the story of where their food come from and wanting to know where it comes from. I mean, you guys just must be very encouraged that is a certain a trend that is happening. I'm sure you want more, but I mean, it's definitely headed in that direction.
Yeah, so I think that's an amazing trend for all of the food producers, especially in Chicago. There's a lot of urban farms and a lot of people doing really cool stuff around indoor farming, urban farming, and just local food production. So I think that's very trendy right now, which is good for all of us. And then taking that to the next level is then thinking about that food waste and what can we do about that and making waste a sexy issue.
Right. Ooh, we're going to make waste sexy. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Then we're going to work on sexing up waste
sexy
with
waste.
Elizabeth and Julie from the plant and from the Closed Loop Food Fest, which again is next Saturday, July 29th, 10 to 6. More on the way here on 720 WGN. WGN, John Hanson, Esmeralda Leon. Having fun, Esmeralda?
Yes. We are learning all about the plant.
Yeah, you know, the plant is such a cool place. We've done really great stories. Well, the people at DNA Info, where I used to work, that's where I found out about it. They've done story after story about the new businesses, the new things that go on in there. And helping out the plant is the Closed Loop Food Festival, which is next Saturday at the plant, which is, can you give us the address? Do you have that? Do you have that on hand?
Yes, 1400 West 46th Street.
I figured you would have that memorized.
And that's the Back of the Yards neighborhood.
Yep,
right.
That's correct.
Okay,
which
and
is not,
that
far
yeah,
away.
No, not at all. No, people, and you know what? Good for the South Side, because a lot of people are always like, no, nothing ever happens on the South Side.
It's 7 minutes from the Loop area.
Gosh.
Really?
I've
done it.
Crazy quick.
If there's no traffic.
Well, yes.
Right.
Oh, come on. It's a
well,
Saturday.
That's everything here in the city. Okay, I'm joined by the plant marketing manager, Elizabeth Lyon, and Julie Williams, the organizer of the Closed Food Fest. We talked about some of the food and the drink that's going to be there, Julie, but also music. You guys have a lot of cool acts coming.
Yeah, absolutely. We're so excited for the support we're getting from amazing local Chicago musicians. Matthew Scholar, a venerated Chicago blues harmonicist. He always brings a very special guest, so we're really excited to see who's coming this year. Celine Dion, a fierce female power pop duo.
For a second, that sounded like Celine Dion. And I was like, Celine Dion is coming to the plant. Oh, that's a good booking.
We also have Mikel DeVille, a brilliant poet-rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Oh, cool.
Stubule, a Latin fusion band, blending funk, hip-hop, R&B, house, psychedelic jazz, and disco.
Wow.
And finally, last but not least, absolutely, DJ Ayana Contreras, hostess of Reclaim Soul on Vocalo Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, Ayana plays all vinyl, and her mission, similar to Plant Chicago, is to use old materials to push us towards a better tomorrow.
Oh, see, that's awesome.
And activities for the kids, too.
Yeah.
Which, what a wonderful thing to bring kids to something like this. I mean, when we were kids, I remember reduce, reuse, recycle.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I think I told you the story about me throwing a brick in my toilet because I thought that would conserve water. And I threw it in the bowl, but not in the back of it accidentally. I didn't really know what I was doing. But what a wonderful thing to start teaching kids at a very young age the idea of a closed loop. And so you'll have a lot of activities for them as well.
Yep, yeah. One of our favorites to do with kids and with adults, just because people freak out about worms, is the vermicomposting workshop.
Yeah.
So that's a really good example of turning food waste into something that can be used to grow more food or other houseplants. So teaching kids about worms and their anatomy and how they eat food and basically poop it out and how we can use their poop to grow stuff.
I mean, might as well say it like that because that's exactly what it is.
It is what it is.
So composting brings up, that's kind of where I want to transition next, because every time I go visit my friends out in San Francisco, I'm blown away, even 10 years ago when I started going, at how much further along they are than the rest of the country is in composting. It's just a natural thing there. Everyone has compost bins. You got to compost, and it's just something we're used to. I mean, San Francisco's smaller, and it's, you know, it's got that Western vibe already going for it. But is that the next biggest thing that we need to do as Chicagoans better to help close the food loop? Is that like something that is attainable and easy to do, or are there other things that we should be doing, or is the answer even, I mean, just greatly more complicated than that?
Well, so yes to all of those. The answer is it's very complicated, but composting is a really simple thing that people can do at home.
Mm-hmm.
There are also a few private compost services right now in Chicago, like Healthy Soil Compost, the Urban Canopy, which both used to be at the plant. And so people can get their food scraps picked up right now, but municipal composting would be something amazing for Chicago to have. So things like that, Plant Chicago, the nonprofit, would like to push for if the opportunity comes up here in Chicago.
We can't even get the plastic bags in the recycling yet.
Oh,
so, I mean,
boy.
We can't even figure out the bag thing at the grocery store. So I don't have faith that Chicago is right around the corner. But I think, the more people that take on that individual role and it becomes a normal part of their life, eventually those people become elected officials and those people have voices. And, man, it is really an easy thing. It is not that hard to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby steps, though. We have to take baby steps.
Yep.
What other things can we do in our everyday lives? Are there certain products that we know we should be buying, not buying, that even if that helps support the cause of a closed food loop?
Yeah, I mean, so composting is a big one, obviously. Just in terms of food, buying food from people who source locally and whose supply chain is very short, so they know where they're getting things.
What is that? So the supply chain meaning that it doesn't get handed off too many times? Is that
exactly? So if you're buying something from a giant grocery store, it might be coming from California, who grows a lot of our produce right now. So it's coming on probably one truck and then another truck and then another truck when it gets to Chicago to the grocery store. And there might be a lot of waste between there. So
that pepper has that much more of a carbon footprint than something that was grown in southern Illinois or something
exactly.
along those lines.
Yeah, exactly.
In the farmers markets, that's a great example, right? They don't come from too far
away. Right. So we have a farmers market every single Saturday at the plant from 11 to 3. And that is a good way to support local producers.
Mm-hmm.
And then also in terms of just home shopping behavior, things like that, just not buying more than you need.
Right.
It's that simple, which can be hard. But
well, I think that also comes with sometimes going to the bigger grocers and buying just a ton of stuff because you think you need it. I think that a lot of people, I know,
because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, whatever it might be.
But it's not that good of a quality. That's always, I see the trade-off. Something might be more expensive at a farmer's market, but it's going to be better.
Right. And look, I'm lucky I live, there's a local grocer just down the street from me in the city. I know a lot of people, our listeners, might live in more suburban areas where they don't have that opportunity and they have difficulties. If you've got kids, you've got to manage that budget of how you're going to buy food. And I totally understand that. But I have found that my food waste has gone completely down, even though I'm cooking for one, because I go out and shop for the meal that I'm about to cook, and then I cook it, and then I eat it, and I put the leftovers, you know, like, right there. I don't go and buy, like, a bulk of stuff for an entire month. And then, because that's where I feel like a lot of food gets wasted.
Definitely, yeah. So there's steps that we can all take in our own lives, whatever your situation, to make sure we do that.
So in the next hour, we're going to talk about confessions.
Yeah.
You guys aren't going to have to stick around for this. But I have one, and it kind of relates to you. Esmeralda pointed this out. And this is going to... my confession, I don't think, will gross you out in any way. 312-91-7200. Start getting those confessions that you want to share on the air ready for us. So I was driving in today, and I was on the Eisenhower in traffic, and I was blown away when the person in front of me rolled down the window and threw out a gigantic McDonald's bag onto the street, onto the Eisenhower, just onto the shoulder, and then two gigantic sodas, like half full, just cha-chung, cha-chung. And I'm like, how can anyone in their right mind think that that is acceptable behavior? Mm-hmm. That is, like, not human behavior. Like, just keep the McDonald's in your car for two more minutes and put it in a garbage can wherever you get where you're going. Or recycle it, or whatever it is. I mean, like, there's a lot more to be said about also having a bunch of McDonald's and all that stuff. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about just the littering. But then I did think, and I was like, would I ever do that? I can't imagine I would. And then I realized I do something, and I wanted to, and I think I'm in the right place. So I have a banana every day on my way to work while I listen to Esmeralda and Nick DiGilio. Or I'll have an apple. And I don't know why I do this. I think it's kind of fun. I think I feel like it's composting. I will roll down the window on the on-ramp. There's this giant field of vegetation on the on-ramp from Augusta to the Kennedy. I can't even believe I'm admitting this to you. And I will try and launch, see how far I can get my banana peel or my apple core into the vegetation, because I feel like I'm feeding a squirrel or something. Mm-hmm. Is that completely inappropriate?
You know, that's a tough question. I just thought
really
of, like,
bad?
A raccoon maybe, or a squirrel could eat it, so it could be good.
And it would break down.
It breaks down, right? Those things biodegrade.
Yeah, so things that are not in a landfill, which is where we send a lot of our food waste, almost 40% in America goes to the landfill. A food is wasted, so when it goes to a landfill, it doesn't break down like that. It breaks down and creates a lot of harmful gases. But if you're throwing it in, you know, the wilderness of the Chicago freeway, it is probably going to break down. So
maybe an apple tree will grow there.
It's actually better than me throwing it in the garbage, is what you're saying.
You know, don't tell any of the highway people I said that, but potentially.
Ooh, that's
so
true.
My confession turns out I'm a hero, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're like a Chicago area Johnny Appleseed.
And it's partly because I like to put in the vegetation because I hope something will eat it or biodegrade. But I also like to see how far I can launch it into the vegetation because it's all along. These are my simple things I do at 4 in the morning.
This is better than a medium Coke from McDonald's.
Yes. It's way better than a bag of McDonald's, right? So my confession wasn't too dirty. Okay, Closed Loop Food Fest. Remind everyone when it is and where it is again.
Next Saturday, July 29th at The Plant, 1400 West 46th Street from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And The Plant, one quick sell again. What do you guys do at The Plant?
So Plant Chicago, the nonprofit at The Plant. Our mission is to develop circular economies. So we do tours, education, a farmer's market, and we are co-located with 16 different businesses that you can come and enjoy all of their delicious food and drinks.
Yeah. Wonderful. And take that tour.
And take the tour. Elizabeth, Julie, thanks so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. More confessions and more coming up on 720 WGN.